The withdrawal of the popular drug Vioxx from the market is only the latest in a string of drug safety issues. The drug company Merck voluntarily pulled the arthritis medication yesterday after a new study found that it increased the risk of heart attack and stroke. In recent weeks, the Food and Drug Administration has been challenged to explain why it didn't act faster to warn about the possible risks antidepressants may pose to children. Not too long ago, women were shocked to learn that hormone therapy for menopause wasn't always safe. With us now to discuss drug safety is Dr. Alistair Wood. He is a professor of medicine and pharmacology at Vanderbilt University School of Medicine. Dr. Wood, is the problem that drug companies are too secretive?
I don't think it's as simple as that, but I think this is an appalling indictment of our system. You know, in this case, a study was published 4.5 years ago in the New England Journal of Medicine that showed almost identical data to what we've got out in the last few hours or days. And now we know, based on the study that Merck just completed, that it would only have taken a study of 2,500 people to find and confirm this problem. And yet, 84 million people took this drug. 91 million prescriptions written in the U.S. for this drug, and we did nothing for 4.5 years, and that's a huge problem, I think.
When President Bush's father was president, the FDA changed the way it approved drugs, and the idea was to speed drugs to the market. Are we now seeing one problem with that policy?
It's hard to know if that's the explanation for the problem. But that actually speaks to the issue. We need to have we need to take this public health disaster as seriously as we take other disasters. You know, an exposure of 84 million people to a drug is a huge number of people, and this drug probably doubled the risk of cardiovascular disease, may have increased by fourfold the risk of heart attacks. So we need to have a public investigation of this. We need to have recommendations as to what should be done in the future. And we need to avoid the next Vioxx having to be taken by 84 million people before we discover that a study of 2,500 people would have shown us the risk.
Well, that investigation you'd call for involving the FDA?
Well, I don't think it can be the FDA. You know, Dr. Gulson says yesterday in his statement that this was not a surprise to us. Well, he's right. It wasn't a surprise to us. We've known about this for 4.5 years. The FDA's reaction to that was to change the labeling of the drug, which essentially just puts a warning on the drug for people. How did that help? 2 million Americans were still taking the drug when it was withdrawn, and that certainly doesn't speak to the effectiveness of a warning.
Dr. Wood, isn't it the case, though, that sometimes problems with drugs don't show up until millions of people have taken them, whether it's this case or not?
That's absolutely true. But what's unique about this situation is that we now know, based on the study that was done, not to demonstrate the drug's safety, but actually to look for another indication for the drug, showed that this drug produced a doubling of this risk, and it only took 2,500 people, 2,600 people to be exact, to show this risk. And that tells us the size of the study that should have been done was not done and should have been mandated by the FDA at an early stage.
Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Dr. Alistair Wood is a professor of medicine and pharmacology at Vanderbilt University School of Medicine.